We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Paul Green was celebrating his young son's birthday just 24 hours before the sudden death of the premiership-winning Cowboys coach that has rocked the NRL fraternity. Former Cowboys chairman Lawrence Lansini captured the mood of the rugby league world, declaring yesterday that he's a broken man in response to the passing of one of Queensland's most successful NRL figures. Green was turning 50 next month but died at his Brisbane home shortly after 10 a.m. yesterday. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. The children of Australian business journalist Cheng Li, who was detained by Chinese authorities 2 years ago, say not a day goes by where they don't miss their mum. Ms. Cheng was imprisoned on charges of sending state secrets overseas and convicted in a closed-door trial that lasted less than 3 hours. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Manly Sea Eagles hooker Manazi Fainu has been found guilty of stabbing a man outside a church in Western Sydney 3 years ago, dashing his hopes of returning to the NRL. His legal team say the decision would be appealed as a perverse verdict in view of the evidence. And billed as the My Kitchen Rules lovebirds, it seems time has been called on the engagement of cooking couple Stephen Budgeon and Freena Yusuf. The Daily Telegraph can reveal that while Channel 7 has been spruiking the great love story of its contestants, the pair in fact broke up weeks after shooting Wrapped earlier this year. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.